go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Ain't the song I wanted to play. Ain't the song I wanted to play. I should have knew something. I should have known.
You might think I'm an angel.
When Kelly tried to text Nelly back on that spreadsheet, that's when we should have known. We should have paid attention then. Knew something was wrong, and she waited. But I'm not even bothered by her actions. It's not her actions that I'm actually bothered by. It's y'all out there who let her get away with it. It's y'all fault. Because everybody was there. We all seen it. That relationship did not happen because she chose to log into her workspace and text him from the word spread word, whatever it is, software. And she waited in the window. Upset attitude. Gone. Should have known then.
I'm the only one that can show you the other side. So bittersweet.
Should have known then. Than savage. It's okay. We should have known then. I was listening to the Dolomite episode, and he was talking about how he had, you know, a couple of drinks, right? Flavorful drinks, colorful drink, and he threw up. Niggas is throwing up at 43. I'm gonna tell you why. Cause I just threw up. I just threw up. Now, mine didn't come from alcohol. No, it didn't. And I thought it came from food poisoning, but it wasn't that either. Apparently, there's a virus going around called, is it Noro? The norovirus? I think it is. It's like a 24, 48 hour bug. Hit me crazy. And I knew that day, like, when my job, it had a ugly sweater party. So I attended that, right?
Mm. We take a ride on the wild side. Say that I'm savage. Take a ride with me, you won't regret it, babe.
So I attended the party with Marcy. Me and Marcy was there. And, you know, clients is there. Coworkers is there. We just having a blast. And we all had three different dinner selections. Chicken, steak, and salmon, right? So I had chicken. Marcy had chicken as well. And it was all right. You know, it was okay. It was all right. I ate it. You know, it had some mashed potatoes and some broccoli. And I ate it because I was hungry. You know, how flavorful was it? We don't need to talk about that. We ate it, though. Now, Monday rolls around. Everything good. That evening, going into work, I stopped at the supermarket to go get me some dinner. And I did. And I got me a pizza, right? I got me a frozen pizza, but I got one of the healthiest frozen pizzas that you can get. So you know that company is called Rayo, or it's R-A-O. And they make, like, you know, frozen pizzas. They got a pasta dish. And then they got spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? They got the noodles, which is healthy. And they also got the pasta sauce, which is a healthier option as well. It's an expensive bottle. It's like $10 a bottle. Between $7 and $10 a bottle. You know what I'm saying? And so I got the frozen pizza. And pause. It was the meat lover's one. Because it had sausage, pause, and pepperoni. Right? And marinara, of course. So I ate it. You know, I ate most of it. Woke up and ate the rest for breakfast. Started to feel a little woozy. Shout out to Scream. Okay? Started to feel a little woozy throughout the day. And once it started getting to now, this is going into Tuesday morning. You know, get off work, going home. I'm not feeling it, right? I'm just not feeling it. My body feels a little off, okay? I go home, I go lay down immediately. I'm talking about, and I'm cold, I'm shivering. I'm cold, okay? Marcy, she decided that she wanted to, you know, spring clean, washing the blankets and the sheets and shit like that. So now it's just a comforter and a thin blanket that we got on our bed. Everything else is stripped off. I'm under both of them. And I'm cold, boss. I'm really, really cold. You know, I'm shivering, but I'm tired. I'm fatigued, and I don't feel well. Marcy's not there. Then she pulls up. She's like, yo, you should come downstairs real quick. Came downstairs to wash the car because she was about to leave again. So I'm just watching the car because now the HOA, they on that shit where they'll send a local tow truck just be floating around seeing who parks in the, you know, the driveways. So we share a long driveway where I'm at with other residents. So you can park your car there for a little bit, but not for a long time. They'll come and tow that motherfucker. Anyhow, so I get in the car and I sit there. She got her seat warmers on. It's cold outside. Like, it's California cold, but it's colder than usual because it's the wintertime. But on top of that, I'm cold. So I'm cold. It's cold outside. I get in the car. She has her seat warmers on. It feels good. I'm trying to warm up the best way I can. Then I just start feeling a little bit more off. And I decided, hey, I need to make an executive decision, get out this motherfucking car, and which I did. And I got out the car and I went to this little lawn part that's shared between me and our neighbor, us and our neighbor. And I end up throwing up, but it was projecting. It was coming out like a 1980s horror film. That's how it was coming out. And it was red. That was from the pizza. That was the last thing that I ate. That was that marinara sauce. Came right out. Marcy came out on cue, opened up the door. She looked at me. She looked like she seen a ghost. She's like, oh my God, it's projecting. Yes. I could smell it all through my nose. Oh, it got bad. But that was, and I rarely throw up. And like in my whole life, I can actually count how many times I've thrown up throughout my whole life. And it's probably less than 10. Probably less than 10. Yeah, I gotta count it. But I'm talking about since I was a kid, though. I'm not talking about, not the baby days. I don't count. I don't even remember throwing up before my mama and shit like that. But I'm talking about as you gotta be able to remember some of your child age memories and shit like that. I remember throwing up when I was in the single digits. I remember because I had a chocolate cake. And I end up eating like a lot of chocolate cake and then jumping around in my room. That shit didn't sit well with my stomach. Threw that shit right up. Anyhow, yeah, that shit came right out. It was projecting. Now I didn't really feel much better after that, but it was, you know, I'm getting there now, you know, cause I got some of that shit out. Diarrhea. Yeah. Diarrhea. That's how it was. Diarrhea. It was bad. It was bad. And I hit my coworker up and they was like, yo, me too. And then it was a couple of other people that was at the party. So again, I'm thinking that it had to be the food. No, come to find out. It's just this virus going around that we caught at the party.
Yeah.
That's my shit. Yeah, we caught it at the party. Caught it at the party, and some people got it, some people didn't. I'm glad Marcy didn't get it. I'm glad that, you know, there was another person at the table that sat with us that did get it, and it was pretty bad. And I was probably down for about close to 2 days. close to 2 days. Because when I went back to work, which was Wednesday, that next day, I was down bad. Like, I went to bed early, the whole nine, and it was like, I was scared to eat. On Tuesday, I didn't really eat anything at all. That was like a hell of a diet right there, because I don't want to eat. I was scared. Then, after I started to get a little bit of an appetite, I just, you know, I crept back eating some fruit and some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Some blackberries, you know, raspberries and stuff like that. Watermelon, started off with something like that. I tried to eat some dinner. I tried to eat some rice. That didn't work. I tried the brat diet a little bit, you know what I'm saying, besides the applesauce. But eventually, you know, I got back to normal. So just letting you know, Dolomite, I threw up too. Okay, so you ain't the only one on that one. I hit 12 cal. Shout out to 12 cal. I think it's birthday December 9th. It's December 8th or December 9th. One of those two. And guess what? You know what I'm not going to remember? Because it's the December birthdays is cracking. I'm talking about, I got nieces, nephews. My daughter's birthday is on the 5th. Okay. I got nieces and nephews that start off the month having a birthday. Like I said, 12 Cal. Shout out to Keon. I think Keon is like the 11th or the 10th. And Dobby is the 11th or the 10th. They're back to back. So it's like 12 Cal, Keon, Dobby. Boom, 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 boom. Then I got my cousin Andrea. Who else did I got? It's so, then you got my birthday coming up. You know what I'm saying? Which is, as of 9 minutes ago, my birthday has started. Okay, so happy birthday to me, right? 43, nigga. And I got an injury the other day, nigga, I slept on a couch and I slept a certain way to where I think I pulled something in my back. And nigga, I was down for at least a day and a half of just soreness, my nigga. And that's all because how I laid down. I didn't even fall asleep. And I'm taking naps like crazy. No, my naps within the past month has been phenomenal. And I've been going, yo, the other night, nigga, I cuddled with Marcy, right? Check this out. So we had Tash Rabbit, had somebody coming over to come hang one of our TVs, right? And he was going to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. I stay up late on Friday nights after I get off work. I'm playing a video game. I'm making merch. I'm cleaning up the house. I'm binge watching some shit downstairs or whatever. I got a lot of me time on Friday nights, right? Hit them up. They was like, dog, I could be there at 7 a.m. Marcy, we came back. We went to Bailey's practice. Came back home. Got undressed, took a shower, got in the bed. Now, well, I was going downstairs. So my plan was to prep everything so as soon as he get here, he doesn't have to like unbox shit, cut stuff open, et cetera, et cetera. He can just get straight to it. Cause it's gonna be it was a 2 hour minimum anyway. You know what I'm saying? And he was charging by the hour. So I'm like, let me just get this shit set up for him. So my goal was as I was walking back out the room, Marcy stopped me. Okay. I'm going downstairs. I'm about to set my timer. I always set a timer. I don't set alarms. I set both, but I usually set timers like for something immediate or something coming up. So again, it's late. We're about to get about 6, maybe 7 hours of sleep if we go to bed right then and there. But I wasn't. I was going downstairs and I was going to prep the stuff, clean downstairs, possibly binge watch something, maybe an episode or two or something, and then go to bed. Marcy gonna say, can you just, you know, cuddle with me real quick and then you can leave after I fall asleep, which 9 times out of 10, she will fall asleep pretty fast, right? But historically, we started off doing this shit where she wanted me to take naps with her, and when she went to bed, she just wanted me to lay down with her so she can go to bed, and it would work, but sometimes I would fall asleep too. This time, nigga, I'm the small spoon. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sleeping on her side of the bed because we got another person that's sleeping in our bed that's getting on our motherfucking nerves, who got their own motherfucking room that we painted. And they got their own bed. They got their own space. But the motherfuckers is still sleeping in our bed from time to time. And that motherfucker was on my side fucking like a tarantula. You know what I'm saying? So I get over there with Marcy. I cuddle up, small spoon action. And nigga, she said I fell asleep in like 2.9 seconds. Now, here's the scary part. At some point, I got up in the middle of the night and went on my side of the bed and never woke up. So it's a possibility that I did sleepwalk because I do not remember falling asleep, and I damn sure don't remember getting up in the middle of the night and going on my side of the bed because I didn't even get up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom. And I jumped up because, you know, my internal clock wakes up at like between six and seven all every day anyway. That motherfucker woke up at 6:38, nigga, my heart jumping. Here's the kicker. We must go back like a classic movie, nigga. On my way home, it takes me about an hour and some change to get home. So you know what I do? I'm already prepping myself. It takes an hour and some change for that candy to hit. So, you know, I drive for about 20 minutes. Then I'll pop one. So by the time I get home, within the next couple of minutes or so, I'm gonna be parking in the garage and I'm gonna be taking off for lifting, right? This time I took two. Because it was a low dosage. But here's the thing. It never hit to where I could feel it because I fell asleep. Remember, I fell asleep cuddling. Small spoon action, right? That motherfucker must have went on pause and carried over to the next morning, my nigga. I was so high.
What?
I was tired, 12 Cal. My nigga, like, I was tired and I was high, right? So, nigga, I checked my phone. I grabbed my phone. I didn't get no message. I didn't see no ring notification. So, ooh, that was a sign of relief. It was a sign of relief, but at the same time, I've already startled myself. So my energy, my heart is pumping. My adrenaline is going. Like, nigga, I am on 11 right now. Right, because I'm like, everything that I said I was going to do in order for him to be efficient, quick, and get up out of here so I ain't got to pay for no third hour, I didn't do. So now I'm just panicking and I'm rushing and shit like that. And I finally get the TV out the box or whatever. He did text me and said he was going to be 40 minutes late. And let me tell you, God bless that text. I had time. Because I got time to rest a little bit. Nigga, I am high. I need to try to calm down. I ate a bowl of cereal and everything. Marcy eventually ended up coming down once the guy got here and started to do his job. But, dog, hey, I'm, and you know what? Another thing, I sent some feedback in to one of my Hall of Fame podcasts that I listen to and forget that. Yo, what up though? My boys from Detroit, right? And one of the feedback messages that I left was them, you know, me venting about, you know, our latest situation, which is crazy because I don't know if I have an episode actually talking about this just yet. Because I don't think the last episode that I recorded, I shared this. But if I haven't, I will now. And that's because, I mean, life be life. You know what I'm saying? And now, since we are the new OGs, because we are the new OGs, I might have to make some merch like that. The new OGs? Maybe. It's not too much of a ring to it, but we'll see. But we are the new OGs, though. You know what I'm saying? Early 40s, early to mid 40s. You know what I'm saying? And then not only that, age, I don't think age dictates, you know, you being an OG or not. Sometimes you can be an OG based off of the experiences. And I lost my parents back in 08 and in 2011. My mom in 2008, my dad in 2011. Marcy has been blessed to still have her parents, but both her parents are health-wise, have and is currently dealing with cancer. You know, and it's a tough situation because our personal life has changed a lot. It's different. It's a lot. It's time to step up. It's time to step up, and it's a lot. It's a lot, and I was like, you know, it was one of those things where I wasn't necessarily asking for advice, but more so of just to lend in the ear. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, what do you, as a person who has already lost both parents, and now I'm in a situation where I have to be there for my partner, my Ace Boon Coon, because, you know, she's looking at some storms coming her way. And not only the emotional part is about, you know, what it is, but it's also the fact that, you know, she is the one to be trusted to handle all this stuff, which comes with a heavy responsibility, sense of responsibility. And it's a lot. It's a lot. So I'm just, hold on, let me make sure. Hold on, I gotta. I just want to make sure everything is going to be, you know, I don't think we'll ever go back to being the old normal. No, we won't be able to go back to the old normal, but it's just one of those things where you feel like you don't have all the tools. You know what I'm saying? Even though, like, you know, somebody can tell you certain answers and give you certain advice. Let me explain something to a lot of people. It's cool to have the advice. It's cool to give the advice. But one thing is, everybody is different. And you never know how people is going to be able to handle certain things. So you want to tread lightly. You know what I mean? So I'm a person that likes to feel the space out. Like, before I hurry up and figure out what I think I need to do, I just wait. Because at the end of the day, everybody got to go through what they need to go through. That's what's going to make them individually a better person. Or a different person, a much stronger person. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have support. Sometimes somebody's going to be there. And then sometimes you won't have the support. Or sometimes somebody won't be there. And you got to be able to stand on your own on that. And, but I do think if you have a supporting cast, if you got a partner that's always there for you, that's a plus. That's a plus. And even if it's not a partner, friend, family, whoever they could be, make sure they know who they are. You appreciate them. And yeah, use that. Use that. But there's going to be some battles that door closed, and it's going to be a one-on-one fade. And I had a couple of those. Those one-on-one fades is different. See, when you fighting with your homies, you know, that's a different story. You still got to watch your back. You still got to keep your head on the swivel, everybody moving around you. You know, with that one-on-one fade, it ain't no distractions, just whatever's in front of you. You know what I mean? And like I said, sometimes you might could be looking for the support. Sometimes you could be looking for the shoulder and stuff like that. And then it's going to be times where you're just like, nah, I'm not looking for nothing. I'm just looking for this fade. Get this fade out the way. Because one thing that I have learned is that all these fades, all these storms, it feel like they last for a long time. But then when you think about it, just know. Sometimes, you know what, though? I'll say this. Sometimes it be a storm and I believe you can't predict when it's going to be over. You just don't know. You just got to get through it. But I also think that you could fight the storms a lot. It's very rare that you fight through the storm. Sometimes you just coast through it. But I think there's certain storms you can fight through, but it depends on what those storms are. But regardless, that's what's been going on. You know what I'm saying? That's what's been going on. So I received some text messages. Shane hit me up in a group chat asking where I'm at. Just been quiet. You know what I'm saying? My birthday was approaching, and then boom, birthday here. A couple of days ago, I almost forgot my birthday was coming up. It just doesn't feel like the holidays that I was used to. And that kind of changed a long time ago too, but still there were certain traits and stuff that would spark a nostalgic vibe, you know, from time to time. But nothing, you know, like I would love to hear my kids, you know, how they view the holidays and how it makes them feel. Because, you know, when I was a kid, it was very festive. You know, even though marketing was top tier around that time and it was all a money grab and stuff like that, the aesthetics was phenomenal, you know. 80s and the 90s, hell, even early 2000s, man. But it's just, you know, it's not the same. Like, you know how they talked about, you know, the big mamas. There's no more big mamas, but the big mamas been gone, you know, because you had the new phase of the big mamas, and they weren't quite big mamas, but they had experience being next to big mama, and they might have some traits that big mama carry. But then after that, then you got the mamas who's best friends with the kids era. You know what I mean? And this is the era that survived some of us. You know, we survived the 80s and the 90s. You know what I'm saying? We survived a lot of shit. You know, we the ones that grew up with the video games. We grew up with a lot of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of stuff that has evolved into what they call streaming and going live. You know what I'm saying? Gamers getting paid to be gamers. Like, that started with our era. We're at the beginning of that. You know, just like the generation before me was a part of the hip hop, the creation of hip hop. You know what I mean? And I was the next wave. You know what I'm saying? I was the next wave of that. You know, so because hip hop is like 7 years older than me or something like that. Something. I mean, it ain't too much older than me. You know what I'm saying? Might 17 years or something like that. Something like that. So, yeah, man. This at 43, I mean, it's cool. I can't say, like, yeah, it's true what they say about injuries and stuff. The motherfuckers pop up out of nowhere. I'm scared to play basketball, even though that's a great sport to be playing right now physically to stay in shape. I'm just scared that I know I won't be able to play it at the level that I once used to play at. All that cutting and running and jumping, nigga, that shit is out, bro. It hurts when I jump aggressively. Yeah, I'm too heavy for that. And maybe, my wife says, you're like, maybe you need to lose some weight. I definitely need to lose some weight. If I can get to 215, I'm be mean. 215, just imagine, because I'm 245, between 245, 250 right now. So getting that down to 215, yeah, I'm a problem. I'm a Capricorn. But that's a lot of Daniel fast right there. That's a lot of keto diets right there. That's a lot of stay away from them carbs right there. You know what I'm saying? So won't be eating too many of them frozen pizzas and shit like that. And my vice is sweets anyway. Good bakery shits and stuff. I just had a peach cobbler today from Louisiana Fried Chicken. I just got one. You know, treated myself because my birthday is the next day, which is today. Today's my birthday. My boy Shy is probably the first one that hit me. I see the text message. So I'm assuming if this is a happy birthday, I'm letting you know now, brother. Thank you. I see the text. I haven't read it yet. I don't have the phone in my hand, but I've seen that the text came through. So you probably beat everybody. You know, you probably beat my wife because I don't see no text message from her. And I got off the phone with her about little bit less than an hour ago. You know what I'm saying? So she's been supposed to call me back, but she probably sleep. She gonna call me early in the morning though with my daughter. I ain't know how she's gonna get down. Yeah, that's it, man. We had some great birthdays. I think me and Madam CJ Walker shared the same birthday. I know Brian's birthday coming up. Hov's birthday was on the 4th. Like I said, all my nieces and nephews, my daughter, the homies, 12 Cal, Keon, Dabo. Like, niggas got birthdays, man. Out here in December. My Sagittarius, that's my next door neighbors right there. Shout out to y'all. Y'all niggas is weird, but that's okay because I get y'all weird. That's why I'm cool with Sagittarius. Just like you cool with the Capricorn. Now, them January ones, watch out for those. I got love for them. You don't talk about them. I'll talk about them. But them January Capricorn, them niggas is slightly weird. Slightly. A little bit more weirder than us. Okay? And whatever they say about a Capricorn is true. It's true. Because we don't care. We don't care at the end of the day. We do not care. Okay? But yeah, they wanted to drop a... They wanted to drop a birthday episode, and I wanted to. I didn't want to write down everybody's name, but I said, you know, everybody, all my December birthdays. Shout out, much love to y'all. Like I said, Sagittarius, Capricorns. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I think that's it, man. Y'all be out there. Y'all be careful. And like I said, if you was born in the '80s. You are now considered you late 80s niggas, we still don't really trust y'all that much. Like, we still don't really fuck with y'all like that. But technically, y'all niggas is new OGs too. New young OGs, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, yeah. Sweet, you know what? Another thing, though, like, we're supposed to go on a trip this year. But the goddamn Airbnb went bankrupt. We're supposed to go to... I think they found out that we were Dodger fans. I think they seen, you know, me posting all that Dodger shit. We beat Toronto in the World Series. But we was going to Montreal. We weren't even going to Toronto. We was going to Montreal. But them niggas, I think them niggas seen our post and was like, man, fuck that. We just going to say we went bankrupt. And they didn't even volunteer to get the money back. We had to go get that shit back from the bank. Yeah, they filed for that. They filed for that one. Look, man, y'all niggas out there trying to get me to hoop again. Look, I'm at that rack. NBA 2K26. I'm in the rack, okay? I got 5 builds. The whole starting 5. Center, power forward, small forward. 2 guards. Both of them combo guards, though. But one can shoot better than the other, and the other one is just more fast. Defense is crazy. He get into that rack. He's like more of a Westbrook type of player. But yeah, no, that's where I'm hooping at. I'm not hooping with y'all in person. Like, I'm scared, dog. My left knee, my meniscus, it's like, it hurts a little bit, let's say. So I'm not risking that. No adult leagues for me. None of that shit, brother. None of it. None of it. 43 years old, man. I'm glad. I'm at 43. I'm at 43. 45 going to be a hell of a milestone by the grace of God. But 43, I'm grateful. Yeah, I am. Yes, and we still stressing out here. Depression still slap boxing with that. Yes, we are. And yes, I'm okay. And I guarantee you, I promise you, hear me right now. If I ever get to a stage where I'm just that down and out, trust me, I would definitely reach out to the people that I need to reach out to when I need to. I would never put myself in a position or make a decision without even talking to somebody. So I'm not on that. I'm not even close to that type of level. But we all go through shit. And I got to be there, be strong enough mentally, emotionally, spiritually, for my wife too. Because that's my dog. That's my ace boom coon right there. Okay? Like, I'm like Rasheed Wallace and she Chauncey Billups. Mm-hmm. That's a good... Take a ride with me, you won't regret it, baby. Sweet little savage, I'm
could show you the other side. So bittersweet, like a charm, works every time, baby.